Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, thanks for tuning in. We've got Andrew Nimmick in with us today. We'll get back to draft coverage here in a bit. But there's been a lot going on down in Corvallis, to say the least, the last couple of years.
I would say so.
Joining us now on The Fan is Oregon State Athletic Director Scott Barnes. Can you hear us, Scott?
I can. It's great to be with you guys today.
Well, it's good to have you. Appreciate your time. There's a lingering question in my head that doesn't pertain to anything anymore, but I wanted to ask you if I ever got the opportunity to talk to you. I want to go all the way back. And Texas and Oklahoma first shocked everyone leaving for the SEC. My question to you, in hindsight, how realistic is it to think that someone or anyone could have or should have seen the UCLA-USC defection coming?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question, one that conference commissioners have pondered. Let me say this about it: is when we're put in leadership positions, whether you're a conference commissioner or an athletic director or others, you know, having a pulse and an understanding of the feelings that your membership has, the leadership, particularly of your membership, knowing where they sit on a given day, where their mindset is. And a lot of times you've got to pry that open. And I'm just going to tell you, but it's incumbent upon a leader to have that information and to read the room. You know, it as clandestine as that scenario was, it's hard. That's hard to get to. But you know, could more touches, more frequent touches, stronger relationships, more communication unveiled some of that? The answer is yes.
I think what happened to you in Washington State is awful. I don't point the finger at either of those, your school or theirs. So I want to get that out there. But looking back on it, is there anything you wish you would have done differently, or was when UCLA and USC, when they left, was the writing on the wall and it was something that you guys weren't going to be able to recover from?
No, not at all. We had a plan, and that plan went to the last hour with a new TV television deal that over a course of a couple of days, everybody seemed to warm up to and was very close to jumping on board, even after Colorado announced we had a replacement that was every bit as solid as that, and 10 schools and ready to go. And in the last hours, that fell apart with some pressure from different areas. So that keeping the Pac-12 together was our best option, and certainly thought till the end there that could be done, as many of the other schools thought. But it unraveled very quickly. Here we are. Now we look forward. We look at a fan base that is super supportive. We had our damn proud day yesterday, guys. We had this, our day of giving. 4,247 donors gave a gift equaling almost $900,000, blowing out last year's total by 60%. I only say that because as you think about attendance, you think about support, and you think about passion, it has never been greater than right now from Beaver Nation. And we're we're thankful that for that as we navigate forward.
Yes, we've talked a lot about it, obviously, here over the last handful of months. And, you know, we get a couple of different feelings. We get a lot of fans who are very demoralized, and rightly so, can understand that. But you also get a lot of feedback that everybody's galvanized.
Circle the wagons.
Down there. So I guess the question regarding that is, how do you keep, if you have some galvanization there, it sounds like you do from yesterday, how do you keep fans engaged moving forward?
Yeah, no, it's an excellent question. And, you know, inviting them to show up and thanking them through the process, giving them as much information as we can. And that's a challenge, right? Because much of what we're doing is sort of in clandestine fashion, if you will. Like things like media rights, conference realignment, those aren't talked about publicly because they can be damaging if you do. So we continue to work and touch and use every avenue we can to communicate. And yeah, we're, you know, there's a lot of frustration, including from you know, myself, right? And so how do you channel that into the next step forward in a positive way? And let me tell you, when you look at attendance at football, which was sold out every game, and even standing room only was sold out most of the games, you look at tracking the same for next year, you look at breaking attendance records in men and women's basketball, wrestling and gymnastics, and soccer, it's happening. And so that doesn't mean that it's all rainbows and ponies. It's not. But they love our fight. They love the fact that we're not pulling punches, and we'll continue to operate that way. And they're behind us in that regard.
Is it an overstatement on my part to say that in 2 years, if you guys don't find a way to end up in the ACC or the Big 12, that it changes Beaver athletics forever?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things there. One is this landscape is so dynamic right now. What we even think of the Big 12 or the ACC or college football could be entirely different. So those are not the only options as you think about what's being considered out there and from multiple places. So our focus is to do what we're doing, and that's position ourselves as what we are, a Power 5, call it Power 4 now, institution, funding ourselves at that level while positioning ourselves while we look for those opportunities. How long will that take? Not sure. What will it ultimately look like? Nobody knows, but what we can be certain of is there is incredible movement and changes occurring. We believe those changes, that movement, create opportunity for us and for 550 student athletes as we think about our future.
This is Oregon State Athletic Director Scott Barnes. This is going to be a strange question, but this guy's name has come up multiple times in some of our conversations here with just fans wondering. The NVIDIA guy, Jensen Huang, I think is his name. He is a billionaire. He is an Oregon State alum. What is his level of interest or involvement in athletics down there? Can you answer that?
Yeah, you know, he has done, he and his wife, remarkable things for us in engineering. That is his, IT is his love. That's where that's at. But let me just say this. We have an unbelievable list of highly successful alumni that have stepped up. We got research done by raising over $100 million in cash. And those folks have not gone away. They've doubled down and are there to support us. And finding new, cultivating stronger relationships with folks that are alums is critical. We're doing it every single day. So rather than specifying any individual, let me just tell you that there are a lot of folks out there that, either have contributed, will contribute, or we're cultivating to do so.
Is that right now in the college world, is that the top priority, is NIL? And just, it feels like it's an arm race. And if you don't have the money, is that the most important thing right now in the world of college football or college sports in general?
NIL, not for every sport, certainly for the flagship sports. It's if you were to ask our coaches, they would tell you that it is the most important thing right now. And so our relevance in that space, we've never competed with Alabama for revenue in the history of our, and nor will we, nor need do we need to, but we have to be relevant in the space. We're working every day to do that. And because of that, our strategy changes in how we think about philanthropy. Instead of, $350 million of master plan facilities, which we have, instead of that next, $50 or $100 million facility, we're focusing, turning back towards current use gifts that can help us operate. And part of that being NIL that can go to the collective to support that. And that's the pie is only so big. We all have that same challenge, and we're working on that every single day. But that's what's changed, in terms of our focus.
How do you reconcile, or at least what do you tell Beaver Nation? Because you guys have done an amazing job over the years with your athletic programs. One of the best baseball teams in the country, a football team that went from very poor to a consistent top 25 team, a women's basketball team that is truly one of the elite programs, a men's team that a couple years ago was in the Elite Eight. And yet you look at it and football coach leaves, roster gets gutted. The women's basketball team, it pains me to say that most of the returning big names on the men's basketball team have gone. And then of course there's the fear of, does Ruick follow if you can't keep a team together? What do you say to Beaver Nation when they look at this and say, this isn't a house of cards, this isn't tumbling, brighter days are ahead? What do you say to those fans that have become disenfranchised that say, hey, I give and give and give, and I put all my support, and we built these things, and it doesn't matter because we keep having people leave?
Yeah, a couple thoughts, and really appreciate the question. It's one that is front and center for us. First of all, Beaver Nation is telling us a lot, and they're telling us by setting records in fundraising, by setting records in attendance. They're, you can talk about defects. We haven't had any coaches defect except football, yeah. None. What we talk about is investing at the current level. And oh, by the way, let's remember that what's happening in the transfer portal fueled by NIL. It's happening across the country. And it doesn't matter if you're a rebuild program or a Final Four program, it's happening across the board. And so where is that market correction going to occur? When is it going to occur? And how do we deal with that? Because college athletics has changed, and we're a symptom of a much bigger problem. And you can go to any program in the country having the same issues and trying to deal with the same issues. So let's be relevant in the space. Let's lean in on the culture that we've built, the excellent coaches that we have. Again, I'll double down. No one's left except football. And we replaced that football coach with one hell of a leader that has won the portal, that has ultimately crushed it in terms of people in compared to people out. So let's lean into the successes that you have all shared that we've had, and let's continue to invest at the Power 5 level, and we will do everything in our power to pry doors open and create the right strategy to be back in the mix at that Power 5 level.
Oregon State AD Scott Barnes with us here. So if we get pay for play in the revenue generating sports, what happens to the non-revenue generating sports?
Yeah, look, let me start with this. When you talk about pay for play, the reclassification of a student athlete as an employee, it's built on a false premise. And the premise is this. The premise is that at Oregon State University and anywhere else, except for maybe a small handful, we are operating a multimillion dollar enterprise that's making money hand over fist. Let me ask the question. What business enterprise purposely builds 20 to 30 subsidiary organizations that lose money and are supported by one or two. That is not a business enterprise model. That is a higher ed model. So as we think about revenue share with our student athletes, we think about reclassification, pay for play, let's level set on the premise, because the premise is wrong. What would happen? I think it would be devastating. I think that if we move to a reclassification, as you said, pay for play model, there's a lot that happens. Olympic sports will suffer, and the Olympic program, because 75% of Olympians come from our college campuses. You will have 500,000 scholarships that are provided in the current NCAA structure dissipate to much, much fewer than that. In the process, you will relegate Olympic sports programs on our campuses to club sports and intramurals. Going down that path would be devastating. And I'm concerned about where it sits right now.
What do you think might be a reasonable timeline for openings or realignment regarding the ACC?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How about tomorrow?
Yeah, how about it?
There's lawsuits.
It's such a crystal ball question that's certainly critical. One that we think about every day in terms of the timing, our staying power at the Power Five level, our investment, steady investment that we'll continue to make. The sooner the better. But I think that there's so much turmoil, chaos, and dynamics in the marketplace that things could happen pretty rapidly. And it's not necessarily the implosion of the ACC or the Big 12, or a merge. It's all the above, the merge, the idea that that perhaps 70 football schools could play and aggregate their assets in some form that could be better than even what folks are getting now, and have the Olympic sports at a more regional level. These are concepts that have been talked about for years. The Knight Commission shared that concept in 2020, but what's different? What's different is right now, there is enough movement, as I've suggested, and traction on a lot of this that it could come to fruition in any form. And we're ready for that. And that's, you know, you asked me what I tell my our Beaver Nation. Hang in there, because we're position to be involved in that, in whatever opportunity comes up.
How much do you have to pay attention to the lawsuits, whether it's the, you know, USC, you know, union lawsuit, the back pay for NIL? I mean, some of these things coming down the pipe, I mean, people are saying could be, we're talking $3 to $4 billion in damages. Do you, obviously, I know you're constantly talking about realignment and where this goes, but do you pay any attention to the legal matters as well?
Yeah, you have to. And we have our on campus, our Office of General Counsel, and we have other attorneys that have helped us not only navigate the Pac-12 issue, but also those legal issues and what they could ultimately cost and what the timing is on that, because that helps inform, you know, what our investment looks like and where we go. So absolutely, not in it every day, making sure our attorneys are and informing us as we think about the future, but being ready for it and not being surprised by it.
Scott Barnes, Oregon State AD. I have one other question, and we appreciate your extended time here and talking to us, but how much did you want to flip the bird to Oregon and not retain that rivalry? Because I can see both sides of playing that and not playing that.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, thank you for the question, what's interesting about that, and you saw our fan base just sound off about, yeah, well, we're not playing Oregon, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. At the end of the day, let's clear the decks on emotions and let's look at our student athlete. I can promise you, there's not one student athlete on our roster that doesn't want to make that, to have that opportunity, not one. And oh, by the way, we'll have that sold out in a heartbeat, and our fans will be there. So what we're dealing with is punch in the gut, and there's emotions there, there's a pride factor. But the reality is, to put our student athletes in the best position they can be in, playing regionally, playing rivalry games, is all part of that mix. That's how you have to look at it.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, really appreciate your time for us today here. Thank you, Scott Barnes, Oregon State AD. Appreciate it.
Go Beavs. Thank you.
See ya. How about that?
Yeah. Look, I mean, it's all you can do at this point is, you know, stay positive. And I think a lot of what he said, I agree with. I think some of the stuff is a little.
He lost me in one area.
Well, there was certainly a Mr. Sunshine. But what are you supposed to say?
Well, no. Let's come back and talk about it. We'll do Scott Barnes postgame coming up next.
There you go.
Because there was one thing where I'm just like, man, I don't get this attitude. So, but otherwise, very.
I thought he was honest.
Yeah, very. Yep. About what I expected, but good interview.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to the Scott Barnes postgame and then in the news coming up here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.